Hi, and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Podcast. My name is Tim Spies, and I'm a follower of the real historical person of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. What do I mean by the real historical Joshua of Nazareth? Well, unfortunately, Christians have created many Jesuses to serve their religion and to tell them what they want to hear. In contrast, I do my level best to listen to, practice, and repeat the teachings and truths of the real historical Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth, as his words can be found in the four books known as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The purpose of the Peaceful Revolution is to change people's lives and thus bring about peaceful revolutions, to bring them, to bring you, dear listener, out of the darkness of lovelessness and into the light of true love, to help you escape the self-made cage of fear, self-pride, and selfishness, and enter a new life of truth and of great and meaningful purpose, something much greater than living for money and material security and entertainment, which is probably what you're doing right now. This message is going to explain what faith is and what it is not. Let's take a look at a few sayings of Joshua in that regard. Quote, he says, "Have faith in God." Unquote. He also says, quote, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Unquote. And finally, quote, "When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth?" Unquote. All right, so let's first take a look at what faith is not. Faith is not synonymous with religion and, of course, the world. And again, we'll have a message on the world. The world is the people who reject Joshua and do not desire or care to live out his teachings. The world defines faith as synonymous with religion. So you regularly hear the mass media, the news media companies referring to the faith of Christianity or the faith of Judaism or the faith of Islam or other such comments. In which case, they're obviously making faith the same as religion. And that is false. Faith is not the same as religion. What faith is defined as is as follows. Faith is a deep, core-level trust or confidence in someone or something. Let me say that again. Faith is a deep, core-level trust or confidence in someone or something. So that's what faith is. And everybody has different degrees of faith in something. We all put our core level trust in something or someone. Most people put their faith in, guess what? Yes, money. That's by far the most popular thing that people put their faith in. Another popular one is power. Another popular one is self. I will trust no one ultimately more than myself, is what a lot of people do. So I would say those three things are pretty much primary. Pretty much the vast majority of people on the earth place their faith, their trust, their confidence in either money, material security, power, and of course the things that get that, careers and work and you know, various other people. And that's what people put their faith in. And so if you want to become a follower of Joshua of Nazareth, you need to transition your faith out of those things. And of course, you can spread your faith across several things. It doesn't have to be in one thing. But you have to transition your faith out of that thing or things that you presently have your faith in and move it over to the real historical Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth as he reveals himself in the four books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So that's what has to happen. So if you want to become his follower, and if you want to benefit from what he says, quote, "To the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace," unquote. Saved her from what? Saved her from her self-condemnation by putting her faith in those other things she used to have them in. That's true of all humanity. Let me say that again. When he says, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace," the question is, what has that woman's faith saved her from? It has saved her from her own self-condemnation and destruction, and has moved her into this thing he calls eternal life. So faith is extremely important. Joshua teaches it's the thing that saves a person, not grace, which is Paul's gospel. We'll get into that another time. Faith. You have to put your faith in someone. Most people don't put their faith in God. And Joshua says plainly, have faith in God. Put your faith in God. He says, also put it in me, because he perfectly represents the Creator, our Heavenly Father. So faith is, again, we've certainly seen what it is. And if you want to be a follower of Joshua of Nazareth, you have to place your faith in him in order to do that. Only then will you start to really listen to him, take him seriously, and desire to do what he says. Finally, he says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? That's probably a rhetorical question, the answer to which is no, not much. And I would say, from my limited view, I'm certainly not omniscient, but from my limited view, I would say there are very few people that have faith in the real historical Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. Again, everyone has faith in something. Most people, as we said, have faith in money, power, religion is a big one. You know, many people have faith in a God they don't know. And that's really better than no faith, and that's better than a lot of other things. But what's best is to know God, because Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth says this in John chapter 17. He says, and this is eternal life, that you may know the one true God, my Heavenly Father, and me whom he sent, unquote. So it's best to have our faith, not just in the unknown God, not in some God that other people are telling me about, but in the Creator, the actual Creator that is revealed through Joshua of Nazareth. He's revealed no other way in a perfect manner. Only Joshua of Nazareth reveals God perfectly. So you can only know God from a perfect perspective by listening to Joshua of Nazareth. So I urge you to take your faith and take it out of money and the other things you're putting your faith in and transfer it over to Joshua of Nazareth so that you can save yourself, so that you can save yourself from the self-condemnation you put yourself under by rejecting him and by not being willing to try to live by love and by not caring about really what's true in this world and reality you find yourself. So thank you for listening to this message. Please visit our website or our YouTube channel, which can be found on the website. If you search your heart and find you would like to be part of the peaceful revolution, please give me a call so we can talk. My number is area code 417-399-5542. The lights, peace be with you.